American farmers are trying to conserve water in the high plains of the Midwest. The region grows a quarter of the country's crops, but groundwater from the Ogallala Aquifer that irrigates the farmland is disappearing. That is the case in Kansas, where almost a third of the underground water has dried up. As David Kondos of the Kansas News Service reports, a culture shift may be the region's best shot at saving its most important source of water.
At the edge of a cornfield near the Colorado border, Rex Buchanan winds a spool of measuring tape the size of a medium pizza. He feeds the steel tape into a well that drops more than 100 feet underground. And when he reels it back up, he does some quick math.
And the depth of water is 115.1 compared to last year was 112. So this one's down 3 feet. 3 or 4 feet per year might not sound like much, but you do that year after year after year, 20 or 30 years, eventually you got a problem.
If these wells dry up for good, billions in the state's agricultural economy will evaporate with them. In parts of southwest Kansas, more than half of the aquifer supply is already gone, largely because of irrigation. When Kansas homesteaders arrived in the High Plains in the mid-1800s, the land they found was essentially desert.
High winds and sun. Without rivers, without streams, with little rain.
Western Kansas gets about half as much annual precipitation as the eastern side of the state. So the region's early farmers turned to irrigation.
Pumping 1,200 gallons of water every minute, day and night, with never a stop.
At first, they just flooded the fields. And it worked, even if it wasted half of its water to evaporation and runoff.
Once again, wheat begins to cover the plains, giving promise of another victory over the elements.
Now, the elements in western Kansas haven't exactly gotten more friendly, but the irrigation technology has advanced dramatically.
We're using electromagnetic sleds behind our GPS-driven Kubota vehicle, and it's self-driving, and they see that we're using satellite imagery and aircraft imagery and drones.
Weston McCary teaches precision agriculture at Northwest Kansas Technical College. He says all that water-saving technology can make a big difference.
You can put in all the low-E flushing toilets you want in all the metropolitan areas across this country. It will not make the dent that one producer makes when they decide to shut down 1 inch of water.
But getting farmers to actually make those changes, that could be a challenge, says environmental scientist Shannon Kenyon.
Throughout the whole history of agriculture is the mindset, okay, I'm doing it this way. This is what I know works. So when you start talking about change, that becomes a very scary concept.
Kenyon has been working at the Northwest Kansas Groundwater Management District to persuade farmers that saving water makes money. The water district set up the state's first local enhanced management area, or LEMA. That meant stricter rules on how much water farmers could pump from one particularly depleted part of the Ogallala. The goal? Cut back water use 20%.
We found that the farmers actually exceeded those targets and reduced pumping by 31%.
Stanford researcher Jillian Dinas led a recent Michigan State University study on the LEMA. It found that, yes, less irrigation meant slightly smaller harvests, but farmers still came out ahead by saving on pumping costs. Brett Oakey is one of those farmers. He says he's seen his profits go up too. More importantly, he's seen a dramatic culture shift in how his neighbors think and talk about water.
You'd say, hey, Jeff, you know, how are you doing on your water? Well, I've pumped 8 inches this year. How much have you pumped? Prior to that, nobody knew how much they water they pumped, ever.
The shift hasn't always been smooth. When the Northwest Kansas Water District moved to expand irrigation limits to parts of 10 counties, it faced a lawsuit in 2019 from dozens of farmers who said it infringed on their water rights. But the limits held up in court. Still, Stuart Beckman, another LEMA farmer, says arguments over how farmers should or shouldn't use the water beneath their feet continue to bubble up to the surface.
What we hear is, we think you guys are full of shit, that you can raise as good a corn or maybe even better than they are with less water. So we just have to prove it to them.
And in a place where agriculture is king and rainfall is scarce, proving that irrigation and conservation can coexist might be the last hope for the region's water. For Here and Now, I'm David Kondos.